And you got groups that name themselves and say, we the only somebody right. How can you be so dumb? Just because you got a name, you better have Christ. Hallelujah. I say you better have Christ. A name outside of Christ don't save you. Just you name in the name of Christ don't save you. Receiving him would change your life. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. And so that, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. He's, look what he said. Beginning where? At Jerusalem. Keep going. And ye are witnesses of these things. See, they walked with him. They were witnesses of what he had done those 3.5 years. Hallelujah. And what else? Behold, spirit-filled life. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be what? Endued with power from on high. Let's go back through that and analyze something. Look at something closer. Don't leave it yet. Hallelujah. And he said, I shall send the promise of my Father. Am I right? What did he say he was going to send? The promise of my Father. So God promised us something. Glory to God. And Jesus, in his time was well spent, and he knew that it was about time for him to leave and go to his Father. So in the 14th chapter, he said these words, John 14, 16. And I will do what? Pray the Father, and he shall give you what? Another comforter, that he may abide with you. How long? How long? Hallelujah. A spirit-filled life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he said in verse 29, back in Luke 24:29, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tear you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued. God wants to be clear in your hearts. Those of you that have not received the Holy Spirit, and that if you have been born again, and those of you that are listening to me by live streaming, you better hear me today. Those of you that have been born again, you are not really complete for the service that God has for you until you get filled with the Holy Ghost and then begin to live a spirit-filled life. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. And then I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah. At least I think that's what I'm going to do. I don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Hallelujah. I'm just going to do what he tells me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father. All right. You hear people saying things, you need to tarry. Because they read the word tarry in the scripture. You see it. Hello? Isn't it in there? But if you're going to be scripturally sound, you have to go to Jerusalem because that's where he told him to tarry. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. I said, if you're going to be scripturally sound and correct, that means if before I can get filled, if I'm going to tarry for the Holy Ghost, I'm going to have to go to Jerusalem. The only tarrying for a person to do before they're filled, it was when they tarried waiting. They wasn't tarrying for the Holy Ghost. They were tarrying, waiting for the day of Pentecost to fully come. That's what you read the scripture. Because Acts 2 said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and it said when they tarried long enough, then God sent the Holy. No, he said when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were where? There, on one accord, in one place, right? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, we see that the Holy Ghost, once he came, and people waited, the tearing you ought to do now is after you feel. You ought to do some waiting on God. There are things people tell their experience, and somebody will try to have your experience, but you got to get your own experience with God. And I'll do some tearing and some waiting on God myself. And so I don't try to tell you what I do to impress you by what I do. I'll just let you know I do wait on God. Hallelujah. And you ought to wait on God to hear what he has to say. Hallelujah. But let's get back to this spirit-filled life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Aren't you? Hallelujah. And said, listen to this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number one, he told them that they would receive power when? After the Holy Ghost is come upon them. We find this in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, right? But ye shall receive what? Power when? After the Holy Ghost, what? Come upon you. And ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me. Where? Both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in what? Samaria and unto what? Uttermost parts of the earth. And then Acts 2 says, go ahead and turn there, and 1, and when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were what? They was all on one accord in one place. You notice that one accord and not a hundred accord. All right. Amen. Some people think they was in hundreds accord, but it wasn't no hundreds accord around. One accord was around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says what? And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what? Rushing mighty wind, and did what? Fill how much? All the house where they were sitting. And what happened? And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Anybody ever get in some fire? Anybody? One day, y'all better not laugh. If you start laughing, I'm going to stop telling. I see that. All right, I give you permission to laugh after I get through.